Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School Road or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself? He's evil!
Sitting right here, come on.
No, he's not evil, he's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Love that, Chevelle. Nobody's favorite band. Just one hit after another. Like my buddy Colin said, certain bands just make radio and your listening experience better, and never ever are they the favorite. Is that on? Yeah.
Kind of like Breaking Benjamin, too. They're similar to that.
Same.
You're not going to change it if it comes on, and you're like, you'll like it.
Old Jer joins us with that gem. And his brother Dalton out there selling weed, if you're interested. Jogging up and down 52nd Street right now. All right. It's time for What Would Brady Do? And it's brought to you by our friends at M&P Guns, which Brady and Brett had a mandate a week ago.
That's right.
Hung out together at M&P Guns, getting some ammo. And I talked to Flip Orley on Saturday, and all he talked about was ammunition. He's awesome about it. That guy knows his stuff.
He's been a coach in 2020 for me.
I remember talking with you about needing AR-12s and AR-15s, and you were kind of like on the fence and whether or not you want to. Then you talked to Flip, and you bought one. Like, you were like kind of like, maybe they should be banned, and now he's got one. That's how fun AR guns are. Anyway, you can go to M&P Guns over there on 12th Street in Indian School, and you will be blown away at their selection and their ability to get everything. And ammo is not cheap right now.
Well, they actually have ammo in stock. Most gun stores you go to right now, you can't find anything.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
But they actually had it in stock.
Used to be like a quarter.
Rationed.
Quarter
too.
A round.
It is, yeah.
It's like $1.20 a round right now.
Some of the rounds are crazy.
Insane. But if you want to go over there and check out their selection, it is big. M&P Guns, 12th Street and Indian School. Know how to get what you need to get easy enough. Ready, Brady?
Ready.
All right, here's what Brady will do. Dear Brady, Josh says, I'm going to smoke my Thanksgiving turkey this year. What should I use as a rub on the turkey? The softball to get Brady started.
This is that I've been really enjoying lately. It's called Killer Hogs.
Okay.
They've got a really good poultry rub. Right and place. There's another good poultry rub called Badass Bird Boost.
Okay. Man, did that guy!
I don't know about that one.
Come to, you don't know
just, just that name alone.
That's by the Big Swede.
Are you a rub
Big Swede? No,
yeah,
I'm not either. It takes too long. Yeah. I just like my meat to hit the fire and then my belly. And I don't want on the fire that long either.
Brine it too before you smoke it. That's a good option.
It's just so much.
It sounds like a lot of work.
It does.
It's easy.
I unwrap the ground beef. I squish it in my hands, and I'm not kidding when I tell you it's less than 3 minutes before the first bite's in my mouth.
Just take the chill off and you're done?
I barely take the chill off. The center still has chill. I like the chill. Just done. If I took more time than that, I wouldn't eat meat that day. It just seems
here's
like
how simple
it
is when you have, a smoker, and it'll taste better than majority oven smoking deal or oven cooking. You just take the bird out, make sure it's thawed, put whatever, salt, pepper, put it on there, pop it in the smoker, let it go for...
How many hours?
Depends on the
bird.
Did
you hear me a second ago?
5 hours.
If I don't have meat in my mouth in 3 minutes, I'm not doing it.
Well,
you skip the foreplay, you go straight to the cooking.
Yeah. Troy and Michael said the same thing.
Yeah, it's exactly right. That's why they moved in next door. I'm like, if this cul-de-sac, if you don't have meat in your mouth in 3 minutes of meeting me, no, I'll just show up at your house 3 minutes before it's served. I'm not doing any of
that. Yeah, you don't.
Nonsense. It's crazy. I can't do it. I don't have the patience. I don't have the... ability. I don't want
But of all the days to have the time to be able to do it, Thanksgiving is one because usually you're...
No, it's for someone else. Preferably a lady.
You have the day off on a Thursday. Pop it in the morning. Cha-ching Chavez with that day off, Brady. Jeez. Yeah.
Jeremy doesn't get Thanksgiving off. Rub it in.
Sorry.
Speaking of rubs, the old Brady rub it in your face sauce. Dear Brady, I don't know what to do. My ex-girlfriend has me so afraid. She has. She is a rape fantasy person.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
We made 2 sex tapes. In it, I vividly remember her screaming, and at the time it was hot, but it's not now. Please stop. Don't do this. You're hurting me. Make this stop. Our breakup has been fairly ugly. She owes me $1,700, and she's threatening me now. Not with the tape, but she keeps saying things. You know I can absolutely ruin you. You know it. I'm thinking about breaking in and stealing it. I still have a key to our old apartment. I can't sleep at night. I don't know what to do. What would you do, BN?
There's a Seinfeld episode similar to this.
About a rape tape?
No, where he breaks in to get the answering machine tape and they're trying to switch it out. So you got to have somebody else help you switch it out.
But you got to be on good terms. At least Jerry and George were on good terms with
I them. Say you forget about the
1700. Who the hell are you? This is what would Brady do. Shut up. Yeah. Forget about the 1700 bucks. Yeah. Like you'd ever do that.
That's I know he's salad. Feeling like you set up here a little bit. It does come down to it. Or, you know, I just say hope you have a good jury.
you think it's going that far?
He said, she said.
And there's a and tape. It's not he said, she said. It's she said, and here's proof.
I know, but he gets to tell his side of the story.
Which is, I didn't rape her. Together. Like, what the tape says.
But he's got, you know, we were together this long. I was told this was a fetish. It's a tough one.
And she can say, we were together, and the reason we're not is because he raped me a lot.
Well, because there's no disclaimer at the beginning of the video before it starts. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Depending on how good the acting is, too.
Oh, man.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah. You might have yourself an Oscar performance on the other end of this.
So he's feeling he's locked in, right?
Here's the other
she's
thing,
saying,
Brady.
Don't break up with me?
Maybe he raped her, and this is his way of...
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There could be that side
of it. If I'm on the jury, and then they're like, well, he contacted a radio station, and...
And he's setting it up right now.
And we're in on it.
This is
next.
My side of the
story. Yeah, look here, rapey. You shouldn't have done that.
Knock it off.
Man, oh, man.
I have a solution. Hello, Twitter world.
Hello, Juice.
That's one way that this all goes away.
OJ, no. Yeah, that's a toughie because a rapist would write that letter saying I didn't do it and try to, like, spread his...
Yeah, alibi.
His alibi around. And she's like, no, this...
But if he really did rape her, why didn't he just delete that or get rid of that while they're still together? Because he said, obviously, it sounds like this happened in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, if he's raping her, he's sick in the head as it is. So,
that's right, Brett.
He probably enjoys it.
But he's saying she's the one.
She had a fetish. Now, we've known of.
Well, that's what he says.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, I don't want in on this anymore.
No.
Brady, what would you do? Would you break in or just let her fly?
I say ignore it. Stay away. Stay away.
Stay away from the cuckoo.
Hire some tweaker walking down 52nd Street to go break in and steal the tape for you. There you go.
That's 3 steps of awful. You're going to get caught. The tweaker's going to tattle. You're done.
Got a question for you guys.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you still encourage making videos?
No, I've never done that.
No.
It's never good.
That's changed.
They're fun, but you got to get disclaimers in on them now.
You got to get contracts written up, stuff signed,
NDAs. And,
on top of that, I don't want to see my bare ass in the video.
No, you learn that after the video, though. You really don't. I don't like looking at pictures of myself. It ruins nights, let alone that. Especially, it's not exactly like age has added wonder to the idea of my sexual.
Jeremy, no more roofies either.
Poisoning them still in.
Yeah,
I would just take that away. Fun death.
You just don't film it.
You're the fun cop. Yeah, you certainly don't film poisoning them.
Fair enough.
Dummy. Dear Brady. Would you go to a place of worship that is not yours in order to make the hottest girl ever think that you would make the switch, but in reality, you just want to cover those tiggle bitties in your you juice?
Yes!
He does sound like a man of the cloth. I mean, she's hot, but she's like Seventh-day Adventist or something, and I'm a Catholic. Bert will understand. Yeah. I'm one of those Italian Catholics. Yeah. My family would kill me for this, but I'd kill one of them, not my mother, of course, for a shot at her. Squirt farm.
Right.
Signed, of course, Anthony.
Anthony.
Would you pretend?
I would not.
You would not go
to a because,
Seventh-day Adventist
church? Well, I'm coming
church?
From, you know, the same thing. There's a religious guilt that I think, it's not going to be worth that.
How religious are you if you call a woman's body part the squirt farm?
I don't think
not very,
very
religious.
Not really. I don't think you're into the God thing.
But is it guaranteed that he's getting some if he goes to this? Because you're
That's
running
a
risk.
No,
don't
it is not.
You're there for a couple hours listening to that crap. Well,
so what Jeremy's saying is he needs a squirt farm guarantee in order to provide you juice to those tig old biddies. You sound like
I want an all-access pass to that squirt farm.
I want to read the Bible with this guy.
It sounds like you'll leave a nice little impression with her.
I say
if it all works out.
You're fine. Bert, would your family be mad if you went Seventh-day Adventist?
Oh, absolutely. No, you can't do
but
that.
But you couldn't convert. If you no. if you told your dad, hey, I'm going to the Seventh-day Adventist church trying to score a squirt farm that I'm enjoying.
Well, the squirt farm might sell them. But, you know.
Your dad would be all right with that. So long as you don't make the permanent switch.
Yeah, exactly.
Every man needs a good squirt farm. God will understand.
Can I
squirt farm?
I just want to change it real quick. We have a Wild America moment right here in the studio.
Where we pass.
In back of Bert. Yeah. There's a woodpecker going to town on the there he took off.
Oh, for God's sakes, man. It was outside. I thought we were in danger for a second.
There he goes.
Was it neat?
Yeah. What's he pecking at concrete for?
I got to explain something to you. First off, it's not neat. Second, in the world of radio, the attempt is to be engaging to a mass appeal audience.
I'm sorry. You're right.
It's very niche.
You bird
watching. I couldn't help it. I had to get rid of it.
To like nobody. Now,
it was not a pileated woodpecker. It was your standard.
If there was a, let's say, a gay bear with suction cups on his hand climbing the side of our building, you point that out. But from here on out, anything just flying around. Why aren't pigeons exciting? It's the same thing.
You see them all the time.
Yeah, I see woodpeckers a lot, too.
Not on our building.
Really? Squirt Farm didn't have your attention?
But the woodpecker.
I'm done. We should just stop right now.
Man,
Squirt Farm
man.
Is just...
Anthony,
I need everybody
to continue to say
squirt farm. I need that.
So you wouldn't go to another church to try to score? I went to St. Tim's four times to try to...
Score with Father Dale?
Yeah, and he said no every time. Once, while I had his thing in my hand. No, I was trying
Boy,
to...
his squirt farm even turned you down? Wow.
Look at his squirt farm.
They called the rectory.
I guess a man has a squirt farm,
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
It makes you juice. Yeah, there was a girl I liked, and she went there, so I thought I'd take interest in things she took interest in. And so I went there four times, and
she took interest in everybody but me. Not good.
Failed miserably.
I mean, I would go to church or a meeting like that if I was attracted to the girl, but once it got down to the, you know, conversion thing or something like that.
No, you
I'm
just
not
sail
working it all
and bail,
the way.
Brady.
Yeah.
I'm out.
That's right.
I'm out on that squirt farm.
In fact, the one kind of epiphany that came from that, maybe I have the church to thank, is that I realized I need to make money. I'm too ugly to get girls. So once I start getting money, it'll be all right. Then she kind of taught me that because she ran off with some kid who had just a lot.
Because we all do things that you wouldn't normally do, but if a girl's involved, you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go to the Notebook. And the movie theater. And
you'll watch Witches in your man cave.
Yep. It's like family.
Did you at least get paid back after Witches in the man cave? You know what I mean.
I did not.
You did not get paid for watching Witches in the man cave.
And there was some good potential.
That was the weekend
there was some
viewing?
Good potential. What does that mean?
It was
ripe for the harvest.
It was going to happen and then didn't feel well.
What a surprise.
You got the headache?
God. Brady didn't.
No, that's what I mean. Excuse.
Oh, I got a headache.
After watching Witches, you probably should have.
Yeah, that's right.
That was your weekend viewing in the bitch barn with Witches?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No man says this is okay.
It was for them. I fell asleep.
And so it was on.
Partially.
So the squirt farms were ready to fertilize. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like, no squirt farm.
Yeah.
I might have to change it from the bitch barn to the puss palace.
Anything.
No, because he ain't getting any of that in
there. That's
true.
That's not what I'm saying. That's what he's acting like. That's what he's acting like.
That's the safety room.
Oh, boy. Dear Brady, my boyfriend's a huge liberal, and he constantly initiates arguments with me for being conservative. Do I break up with him and kick him out of my house because he's liberal? Of course, I pay for it. I'm tired of him being a puss cake.
Get him out.
Kick him out.
Yep.
You guys don't get along.
It's only going to...
Yeah, if something like an election is going to get in between you guys, it's not going to last.
He's Antifa. It's time to go. Dear Brady, my girlfriend has burping, chewing, and some other social habits that aren't really nice and she doesn't control well. The other day she laid a burp out in front of my boss and then just giggled. Oh, it was awful. And she's not a trashy girl. She just burps like it's nothing. She chews gum like a cow. That's how she eats, too. And I'll tell her, please stop doing that. And she does for a little bit, but it never sticks. Do I intro her to my dad? And can I train this out of her? Please don't use my name. She'll know. Timothy Gladden.
Sounds like she's past the hot tolerance.
Hot tolerance.
Yeah.
How attractive is she? Yeah.
And you'll put what will you put up with? If she's beautiful and the girl's hot, you always hear guys are like, she's I'll not, eat the corn out of her.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Brady, come on.
Brady, it's always about food. Yeah, so you're saying she's not hot enough to pull off this trashy maneuver.
It sounds like it. He's already
back on that. Like, yeah. If you're questioning saying, I don't want to introduce you to my dad because I think you're a pig, she's still got some hot in her.
I mean, there's one thing. She's definitely showing that she's very comfortable around your boss and your family to do those things.
Or she just doesn't know.
She's just a slob.
She might just be a pig.
Yeah.
And she won't let her loose. She won't let it go.
I mean, there's a couple of those that I – the eating loudly or the chewing gum thing.
Yeah, you'd ask them, please don't chew with your mouth open. Yeah. That's kind of weird. And if they stop, that's fine. But if they don't, you're stuck with it. Oof, that's a toughie. She better be, Brady's right. The hot to annoying quotient has to kick in on this.
Check the gauge.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have to introduce her to your
family
or friends. You just
tolerate it till you can't tolerate it anymore.
That's He's right. already there.
Get in.
I think it's just starting to.
Then there's no reason. Then you're done. Goodbye.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he's starting to. Once you start recognizing it, and it's starting to bother, it's not going to get any better.
No, until it's going to get worse.
Accept
probably,
it, or you don't.
It's true. Maybe talk to her a couple more times. Saying this whole
the chewing manners, the cud with the gum thing. Ugh. Knock it off.
The manners situation. You gotta step it up. I don't mind it if you do it just in front of me, but don't do it in front of the regulars, especially my boss and. Starting to burp in front of people, that's disgusting.
How do you have that conversation, though? You just look, you're a pig.
You don't do it the Italian way.
No, that's the way you do it.
Sugar coating. Might be a little bit of a pig. You're dating a pig.
And you just have one of your Italian friends go, invite Brett over to have dinner. I'm going to introduce my good friend Brett, and Brett will sit at the table and go, you're dating a pig.
She's burping and chewing like a cow. You're just a pig. I don't know what you're doing.
Just go Maniscalco on her.
What's wrong with her? She's a pig. I watched a little bit of that Don Juan, the one with Gordon Levitt, and who's the guy? Tony, the actor from Monica.
Okay, between the woodpecker.
Tony Danza.
Okay.
And I thought of you, Brett, at the dinner table with the old man, because they're both in the white tees. And he's
Oh, the Dago tees?
Oh, yeah. And they're arguing, and it sounds exactly the
he's
point
a pig.
Of the
Don't go She's out with doing. Her. She's a pig. You just don't open your mouth all the way anymore. She's a pig.
I love being Italian and not being Italian. I could sit at the table. No one would buy it because I'm bald, but get one of them big Travolta pompadour wigs and just tell women,
you're disgusting.
They hurt my hair.
You're disgusting.
Big arguments at Sunday dinner, yet they're back again the following week. You get the blowout.
It's family.
Yep.
Everybody's yelling, but that's how you communicate.
That's it. Yeah, it's off-putting.
Because it's family. Sure, I took a swing at my mother. God rest her soul. It's family.
She's not even dead yet.
God rest her soul.
Yeah, you just have your Italian friend sit at the table with your mannerless girlfriend, and the second she starts doing it, he's been cued to point out, what's going on with the chewing here? What are we doing about the chewing?
What are you talking about? You chew like a pig. I don't want my friend dating a pig. You make me sick. Chew with your mouth closed. You're not full.
I'm coming over for dinner.
Just lift that hand. Back of the hand in the air. Just wave.
Five across the mouth.
Five across the mouth. You open that again.
Your friend is rude.
Not as rude as you, pig.
Let's go upstairs and make a video.
I understand you got a little bit of a rape fetish. Roll camera.
Brett will take care of it. Brett and I will show up in our suits.
Damn right. Pinstripes and everything.
My clown to you? You think I'm a clown? You chew like a pig.
There you go. That is what Brady did, and I think you solved all the world's problems. And if not, M&P Guns, 12th Street and Indian School. That takes care of everything. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.
You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.